congressionally in this congressional race of Western Wisconsin, but could it trickle down and do Democrats have a chance of picking up a couple of assembly seats in this part of the state? Or is this part of why Trump's coming in to solidify the Republican hold on the assembly seats over there?
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome in. The season is finally arriving. We are at Evans Transportation Victory Hall here at Camp Randall Stadium and a packed house here as we are now about 48, 49 hours away from the season opener for the Wisconsin Badgers, year number two for Coach Luke Fickell, as his guys get ready to take on Western Michigan out of the Mid-American Conference. I'm Matt LePay. Normally, Mark Tauscher is with us, but he is up in Green Bay. It's a Packers Hall of Fame week, so he is...
Is he being inducted?
Believe it or not, he's already in it.
Oh,
6 years ago, he's inducted. So he's up enjoying revelry, swapping stories with Aaron Campman and Clay Matthews, who will be part of it. So I know we always like to bust his chops. We'll just have to do it from afar
here. We got the A-team today.
We do. We have a Super Bowl champ, UW Athletics Hall of Famer, All-American, first team All-American for the Badgers in 2007. It was that long ago. Travis Beckham is in the house.
Long
Say hello
ago.
To Travis. Yes, sir. And, of course, the head coach, Luke Fickell. Let's introduce him formally here tonight. So, a lot to get to here tonight. A little bit later, we will check in with one of the new members of Coach Fickell's coaching staff, Kenny Guyton, the receivers coach, someone who Luke has known for a long, long time. But we'll talk briefly here before we take our first break. It's training camp, you know, a couple weeks in Platteville, and then finally you're able to turn the page and get ready for the first game. Are the butterflies, how do they compare for you now before game one as opposed to maybe even a year ago or your first couple of years as a head coach?
Well, I think it's similar. I kind of call it like Christmas morning. You think you have an idea of what you're going to unwrap, but you really don't have a great idea. And I mean that now, I mean, not just because it's year two. I think in this era of, you know, your team turns over a little bit more. There's, you know, not saying there's a ton of transfers, but guys in positions that they're going to be playing and playing significant roles. So you're always curious with that. And then anytime you got a new quarterback, you know, not that Tyler Van Dyke is a new quarterback. He's obviously played a lot of college ball. But, you know, all those things kind of thrown together in week one. And I've said it several times. You don't get an opportunity in college football to get a test, right? I mean, even in the spring, you don't. You just practice against yourself, and then all fall camp, it's the only sport out there, high-level sport, that you don't actually have a chance to, whether you call it preseason or get a scrimmage or, you know, a game early on, you have really no grasp on anything like that. So how all those things kind of work together in week one are very, very unique, and so it does leave some different type of butterflies for me in particular.
What about for you as a player, Travis, your days at Wisconsin? A little bit more nerves, if that's the right term, before a season opener?
Yeah, I think it goes back to the scrimmages that we used to have, and you look at it now. I look at the Giants. They just had the practices with the Detroit Lions. Like, a lot of these teams get the opportunity to play against players on other teams to keep up that competitiveness. But when it comes down to practice, I think it's really, you know, the guy that you're going against, you know, the guys on defense, you've been with them the whole camp. Obviously you want to go in and make a statement for yourself, but at the same time, it's really your teammate. So it's kind of tough.
We may have brought up this topic last year, Luke. I honestly don't remember for sure, but would it make sense? We talked about joint practices in the NFL, but in the spring, maybe, would it make some sense? I mean, you wouldn't do it with Minnesota or Northwestern, I guess, but you'll find a program where maybe you could get together for a day or two.
I think we're in the midst of a lot of changes in college football in particular, and I think that that's one of those things that maybe as we continue to move forward, we'll find a way to do, whether it's, you know, in the spring or even in fall camp. I mean, you know, they're not going to change the idea that you're going to have a preseason, I don't see. But, you know, you have enough time in the 28 days that you're allowed to have it that it wouldn't be bad to have some version of that, because we all – kind of feel like, you know, hey, how much live tackling do you want to do? And when you do have somebody else come in, you got an opportunity maybe to do some of those things just for the nature of it. But we'll see. I mean, I think that's something that I would, if they asked me, which they don't normally ask, like if there was going to be something that you would say, hey, what would you like to see as this thing continues to move forward and grows and maybe you are playing more games? Well, that gives us a greater opportunity early on to, you know, maybe have some type of scrimmage or something preseason.
All right, we'll take a break. As mentioned, a lot to get to tonight. We'll hear from Coach Guyton a little bit later in our show, the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com, a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. And fans, you have a chance to get ultimate access to Wisconsin football this season with a Camp Randall Club membership through VC Connect. From exclusive experiences to unique content, Camp Randall Club gets you closer to the Badgers. Learn more. Join today at vcconnectwi.com. We'll take a break and we'll get it rolling with the Luke Fickell Show on the Badgers Sports Network.
Hey Badger fans, ready or not, fall tailgates and cooler temps are just around the corner. Trust your knowledgeable AirQuest dealer to deliver comfort and exceptional efficiency with an advanced heating and cooling system from AirQuest. To find the AirQuest dealer near you, visit AirQuestComfort.com and ask about our local utility rebates, financing for qualified buyers, and tax credits of up to $2,600. Surround yourself with affordable, long-lasting comfort with AirQuest. That's AirQuestComfort.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Your Wisconsin women's volleyball team is heading to Milwaukee to take on the top teams in the country. Be there for this marquee event over Labor Day weekend at the Pfizer Forum. Your Badgers face defending national champion Texas in a highly anticipated rematch of last year's national championship semifinal, followed by a contest against perennial power Stanford. Secure your seats now and cheer on the Badgers. Visit Ticketmaster.com. It's the State Farm Women's College Volleyball Showcase in Milwaukee. Visit Ticketmaster.com now to get your tickets.
Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four families will be selected with a chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. This is the Luke Fickell Show presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Our first show of the season. A great crowd here at the Evans Transportation Victory Hall, part of the South End Zone. Just great South End Zone of this historic venue that is Camp Randall Stadium, and 80,000 or so of our closest friends will gather here on Friday night as the Badgers take on Western Michigan. I know, Luke, I've mentioned this, and not alone. I think others have, just watching the course of your guys here in preseason. And you mentioned before they were going to hit a little bit more. He's going to be a little bit more physical. Ultimate answers will start to come in a couple days and moving forward. But did you like how your guys went about it, how they bounced back every day when you needed to?
Yeah, we kind of changed up the I wouldn't say the script, but the way we went about camp. And for a couple of different reasons, I thought it was going to be important for us to do a little bit more live action. And then as you look down at the season, I think, you know, it's getting closer with, you know, the type of schedule that you have, that you got to be a little bit smarter in some ways. I've normally, you know, I try to tell these guys, they ever heard of the Junction Boys? And I don't, Travis, you've never heard of the Junction Boys either, have you? He's like the younger guys in the group. And I'm like, asking our team, you ever heard of the Junction Boys? You ever watched the Junction Boys? Like a 30 for 30. And they're all like, who is that? We even got a kid whose grandfather, I think, was one of them, or was at A&M at the time. And he didn't even know the Junction Boys were. And I was like, well, it used to be a little different back in the day. I wasn't in that old, but but so the mentality was, that was always kind of us. Like, hey, we're going to battle. We're going to go through camp. If they give you 7 days in a row, we're going to do 7 days, and then we'll, you know, try to take a little lighter day. And we kind of changed it up and said, okay, we're going to do a little bit of a different model and go 3 days straight, and then kind of have what we call a walkthrough day, then 3 days, and kind of pitch it to them. Like, every third day, we're going to go some live. And we're going to – not the whole practice. It's not going to be a whole scrimmage, but the last section of practice, we're going to live it up and play. And I think it went well. I mean, we got opportunities where, you know, every third day we were in live situations, and that meant obviously not the quarterback, but the tailbacks and everybody, the wideouts. There were going to be a lot more live situations that we didn't do last year. We didn't even do it last year in the spring. And I really do think it's helped us be in a better place, prepare, have a little bit more idea of what, you know, what we can see and will see on Friday night. And, you know, we'll test it now to see how that whole kind of model went. But for the most part, I think the guys really embraced it and you know, kind of had a good time with it.
Travis, take us back to your time at Wisconsin. You guys had some pretty physical camps, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We did. It wasn't to what it is now. And I think that's what you're looking at, what our football team is posting now. You see the physicality. You see the guys going one-on-one, whether it's Oklahoma drills, whether it's you have the quarterback and he's running over the defense. It always looks good.
Does he know the outlawed Oklahoma drills?
I pass that on. Yes.
These younger guys outlawed the Oklahoma drills.
Well, I mean, whether it's bull in the ring, like we were engaged outlawed with too. That. Obviously, when I played, it was more so. During Skelly, I would go with the receivers, and then when it came to being in line and blocking, I didn't, especially my sophomore year, I had it made. I was right next to Joe Thomas. I didn't need to do anything. So it was perfect. Coach Chris was great at it. He was smart. He put me in the right spot to be successful.
So I would say this, because a lot of people get misconstrued, right? Like, what's different now and it's not as physical, and that's not the case at all, mm-hmm. right? Tell the offensive lineman and the defensive lineman that it's not as physical now every third day, and we don't go in pads every single day, and, you know, it's a spread look now that's not as physical. Like, that's not the case by any means. There's nothing different to that center, guard, and tackle, right? Whether there's two tight ends on the outside of them or there's not. I mean, it is going to be physical every single day that you practice. Nowadays, they allow you don't have to have those 3 or 4 days of just helmets. They allow you to put these spider pads on just for protection, but it's non-contact. Well, tell the offense and defensive line that it's non-contact with the spider. It is absolutely full go every single day to those guys. The only difference is we don't tackle to the ground. Yeah. So there can be a misconception. That's why I thought the idea of, hey, let's go every third day to kind of take it back a little bit. And it's really more so for the big guys, because the physicality doesn't change no matter what it is that you're doing, if you're doing it the way that, you know, we want to do it. Yeah. But it's the repetitiveness over time.
The other change, and it's been in existence for quite a while now, there are no longer two-a-days, or you sneak a little special teams in the middle, you know, kind of 2.5 days. Those don't exist anymore, but the days are long, right, in training camp. It's meetings, it's film, it's, you know, maybe a walkthrough or whatever. So, no, by definition, it's not two-a-days, but you work yourself through a training camp and get yourself better, you've done something.
Yeah, it's an investment. I think I was my second year with New York. I think we went to where we couldn't do two-a-days anymore. But, again, you're getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you don't leave that stadium or that practice field until 9:30 at night. And it's getting up, repetitiveness. And again, like Coach just said, you put on them spiders, it's not like it's turning down. It's still full go. So you just got to learn to really protect the players and figure out, make some deals with the defensive guys and be like, hey, today we're taking it a little easy, buddy. We got a game on Sunday. So,
well, that's the difference about being a Platteville for us. I mean, not that it's that big of a difference, but like, what are you going to do, right? Okay, we're going to let you guys out a little bit. We're going to let you out at 8:30 instead of 9:30 tonight. So, what, you're going to go back to your dorm room?
Yeah.
There are no TVs. I mean, yes, I know everybody's got an iPad.
You didn't let the like man have – they didn't have no TVs up there?
Well, I mean, I guess they could have brought it in. I mean,
you don't think that people brought in TVs?
No, they didn't. But they did bring some gaming systems that we put down in the players' lounge.
To what, play on their phones?
No, there was a TV in the lounge. So I didn't see anybody walking in with the TV on their shoulders
portable
anymore.
TV.
You know, but they all have laptops or iPads. But what I'm saying is, like, there's not a whole lot of time. There's not a whole lot of distractions and things. And that's why for us, you know, I think it's great to get away, because you are going to be, you know, if you're back on campus, and when we did get back to campus, yeah, they are a little bit more like, hey, Coach, you know what? We can cram that afternoon down and maybe get out of here by 7:30 or 8 o'clock. I'm like, well, why? So you can go hang out with your buddies or your girlfriend. It's like, that's not what the idea of
camp is. Get them away from the girls.
You know, we would leave the field at Platteville at 9:30 p.m., you know, and but they never complained about it. You know, and I think when you're away, it gives you a little better opportunity to do that. But, yeah, it's a little bit different because it's not technically a two-a-day, even though you're out there for another hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, and a shout-out to the folks at University of Wisconsin-Platteville, too, that everybody just raves about.
They do a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. We will take a break. We're going to check in with receivers coach Kenny Guyton here in a couple minutes. First, want to remind you, Wisconsin women's volleyball is heading over to Milwaukee. They'll be taking on Texas on Sunday morning at 11:30, a rematch of last year's national semifinal. They're also going to square off against Stanford on Monday, September 2nd at 4 o'clock. Don't miss this marquee event during Labor Day weekend at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Secure your seats for the Women's College Volleyball Showcase. Visit Ticketmaster.com. A rather aggressive early season schedule for Coach Sheffield and the Wisconsin women's volleyball team. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll check in with Coach Guyton as we continue with the Luke Fickell Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network.
Hey friends, Matt Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs, that's WISC.jobs.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Hi,
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey fans, join the Badgers this Friday for an exclusive event by becoming a valued two-star Camp Randall Club member. You can claim two free tickets to the Mansukhani Family Terrace for the home opener against Western Michigan. This private club area opens 2 hours before kick. It includes free food and drinks, including a lot of our favorite beverages, including Varsity Golden Ale, if you catch my drift. Don't wait. Space is limited to the first 40 members who claim their tickets. Join the Camp Randall Club at vcconnectwi.com. Join me in welcoming Badgers wide receivers coach Kenny Guyton to the show here tonight. Kenny, in his college days, was a quarterback. Matter of fact, his second career start, he had a pretty good first half in a non-conference game. 6 touchdown passes in a half. And now he's coaching the receivers. So, Kenny, my question for you with Travis Beckham, who was a tight end, but is still in the top 5 all-time at Wisconsin in a lot of receiving categories. When you were a quarterback, did you ever have a receiver come back and admit that he wasn't open? Or they're always open every play?
They're open every play. I mean, right. you say HUD, and the next thing you know, they're waving. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
No matter what, coach, I'm open. We ain't even snapped the ball yet. I'm open.
I also mentioned at the top of the show, and Luke, you brought this up in a TV taping, that you've known Kenny since you were 18.
Yes,
so
sir.
Take us back through the process of your recruiting and just getting to know, and Luke, watching Kenny Guyton grow into Coach Guyton now.
Yeah, actually, I didn't get an opportunity to see him as a younger coach. You know, he moved on and did other things, but I got to see him as he came in and as an 18-year-old freshman. And, you know, obviously on the defense side of the ball, so you don't spend a whole lot of time with the quarterbacks. And sometimes you think they're a little different anyway, right? I mean, they're not allowed to be hit, and you know, they have all these special treatments and things like that. But he did spend a couple years down there with us, you know, with working with the defense. And so you get to know these guys pretty well. And I don't know that I knew you were always going to be a coach, or if that's something you always said, but there's nothing that, you know, kind of probably gets you ready for this better than being a quarterback and having to understand the whole thing. And, you know, usually when guys bring it up to me about being a coach, I try and talk them out of it. I'm like, well, you're way too bright to do something like this. Like, you need to find another avenue. But it's great to, like you said, to see them and to know them at a younger age and then see how much they've continued to grow and change.
If they ignore that advice, that's a good sign.
That's usually what it is, right? I mean, you try and talk them out of it, and if they ignore it, you know that this is a little bit more of a passion for them.
When did it hit you that this would be a passion for you to coach, Kenny?
My dad was a coach. My dad coached me in high school and everything. And so I come from a family of coaches. To be honest with you, I never thought I'd probably be on this level. I always thought I'd go back home and kind of be on my dad's level and do what he did and everything. And it was a blessing, you know, to have the chance to be on this level. So,
tell us about just the transition now. You're at Arkansas the last 3 years. You've been at La Tech. You're at a lot of other places before you came here. Tell us about the transition here to Madison, Wisconsin. What's it been like for you?
Oh, it's been awesome. It's a funny story. I mean, every time I've been asked outside of, you know, playing and coaching and things of that nature, I'm asked about some of the best experiences that I've had in college football. And I'll never forget my first experience here in Camp Randall. You know, we come in as the number one team, and I think we all heard of a guy named J.J. Watt that day.
And, he was pretty good.
and so I was always asked, you know, best environments and things of that nature, and this was always number one for me. So when I got the shot and I got the call, I knew the type of man that I was coming to work for, and getting to play for him back in the day, it was easy to say, hey, I'm in a great situation back down south where I'm from, but hey, I know who I'm going to work for and what we do it all. I mean, we're here all the time, and I want to make sure I'm with good people. And so it was easy. It was easy. And so the family's here. We're set. We're ready to roll and can't wait.
That's awesome. You're from Houston, right?
Houston Texas. Area. Yes,
so
sir.
We've had some pretty, like for our standards, some pretty hot and humid weather this week and in training camp in Platteville. By our standards, pretty hot and humid. Just another day.
Just another day.
Like,
let's go roll.
Yeah, what's everybody cramping up for? There's
exactly
no problem
right
here. So
yeah,
no,
my AC actually went out last night, so I had to
pick
the worst day.
Wow.
I guess Monday was worse, but it was still bad.
We'll take donations for his.
Well, they need. I see what they're doing out here, and I'm glad to see everybody drinking a Varsity Golden Ale because obviously it goes to our NIL collective. Our Varsity Collective. So great to see that.
Yes, sir.
But you guys can send that over to my AC fund to get that fixed. You know,
sometimes it's just harder, even if you do have, you have the funds to get somebody to actually come out in these times, right? I mean,
exactly. Had to sleep in the basement. My dog's looking at me crazy. And yeah.
Well, I hope you could persevere. You'll be all right.
I'll be good. It was hot in New Orleans, and that's some different type of heat.
I was going to say, that's a little different level, even than what we've had here.
Yeah, super dry heat. So.
tell us about your group, your receivers group, Kenny. What do you like about them?
Oh, I love them. Walked into a group that has a great bit of variety in there. You know, you got some slot guys that are different kind of players. You know, small guys that may have been passed up in the past because they are small guys, and they fit right in for us. You know, get them in space, and they do some special things. And then you got some outside guys that are, like I said, a different variety of them, where you have the bigger body guys and the Bryson Greens of the world that can go play one-on-one football and really just win in a one-on-one matchup. You got some speed guys that can go take the top off. So I really, really love the variety that we have in the room. I'm looking forward to using them in the right situations and putting them in situations to succeed.
Luke, Kenny has mentioned Bryson Green, Tresh Kekahuna, those two guys that such a thing as a momentum, the kind of production that they gave you in a January 1st game that can carry over to the following season?
I do. I think so. I think it has, you know, whether it's a production, I think it has a lot to do with confidence and to not only their confidence, but our confidence in them too. Because sometimes you get into those situations like last year where Will becomes a guy that had so many catches and you relied upon him so much that it's great for him, but it doesn't build the confidence of the people around him. And then when the people around him don't have it, the quarterback doesn't have it. And I think some of those ways make you more limited, and that's what, you know, I think that Kenny's done a great job, and those guys, if you've even been at camp, man, I mean, sometimes they're rolling through, they're playing 6-7 guys, and there's not that much of a difference, right? I mean, like, you can obviously have Will in there and Tretch in there, and there's not much of a difference, and then they can rotate the other guys. So I think for building momentum and building confidence, not just in each other and themselves, but in the quarterback, is what they've done a really, really good job of. And I've said this before, you know, and I didn't mean to take it away from Will when I told him. I said, I hope you don't have 82 catches or 80 catches this year. And he's probably looking at me like, no, I hope that if you have 80-some catches, you're going to have the same amount of space and probably have the same amount of yards. And that's not going to be the best thing for us. I hope you have 70 catches but have double the yards because we've moved the ball around more and we've created more space for you. And, you know, that makes a better room for you as well.
Yes,
because sometimes I think the most difficult room to coach is the wide receiver room because they're always open, you know, and they don't always get the ball. And, you know, and I just think it's a tough dynamic in there, and it takes somebody pretty special to kind of make sure that they've got the attention of all of them and understand that, you know, there's a bigger part of this thing than just the catches that they have.
There are a couple of names who, you know, a lot of you folks in the room and loyal Badger fans, you'll recognize, you haven't maybe seen a ton of, Vinny Anthony being one, and Chris Brooks, knock on wood, he can have better luck on the injury front. What have you seen from those two guys? And I would add Tyrell Henry as well, man coming over from Michigan State. What have you seen there?
Just consistency in those guys. Obviously, Chris Brooks being consistent and being durable to be out there with us, you know, and showing us what he can do. And he's a big, physical, strong guy, runs well. I mean, he knows who he is. Vinny Anthony is one of those field stretchers I'm talking about who just consistently does what he's asked to do. Whatever you emphasize with the guy, he's going to go out there and do it that day right away. And we have to keep seeing it, and the confidence keep rising in these guys. And you want to see him do it against others. You know, we were talking about it a little earlier. You're doing it against your guys that you kind of know after a while and everything. And so looking for them to start fast, start early so I can see what they got, you know, against some other guys.
Do you get a sense – I passed in the hallway with Will Pauling yesterday, and he said, hey, game week, you get it probably every year as a coach and you when you played – There's just a different vibe the week of, especially a first game, right?
Definitely a different vibe every year for the first game, especially when you're somewhere new with new people. You know what I mean? I was just telling my guys today, it was kind of that last meeting before you all go together to a hotel, right? And it's like, dude, I'm so excited for this moment. 9 months felt like they passed by like this. I mean, it was fast, and now the time is here. This is what we all work for. This is the time.
Luke, I asked you this in another TV taping. When you're looking to fill positions, and you have, you know, four new assistants, Kenny being one of them, I mean, I think you spend 2 minutes with Kenny Guyton, and you're kind of drawn in with the personality and all that. But what are the boxes that you need to see checked with somebody when you're going through the process of bringing somebody in?
Well, it's about people. And, you know, when you've had a relationship with them, when you've known them at a younger age, or even, you know, in the profession, it gives you a lot better idea of what they're going to be like, right? Because there's going to be adversity, you know, or there's always going to be something that's going to happen. We're dealing with 18 to 22-year-olds. We're in a profession where it's pretty easy for the outside to evaluate you, and you understand those situations. And how everybody kind of works together and how everybody handles that is always one of those things that you never know. And when you've known people and you know what kind of person they are, I think you know how they're going to handle the fire, because that's what this is all about. And then it comes down to, hey, are you going to put the person, the right type of person in front of these guys? Because we can call it, they're still 18 to 22 years old, and we can evolve this new era of college football. And, you know, there's some different things, and people are going to start looking more at them as professionals, and maybe they are able to make some money. It's still an 18 to 22 year old, and you got to have the right type of people around them. And so guys that are family guys, guys that know that the most important thing is about the relationship and the ability to develop these guys, no matter what else, you know, college football is bringing to them, is really, really important to me and to our program.
Travis and Kenny, for you both, I mean, as fans, we can remember great moments, you know, a great catch you had, a great, you know, I mentioned the 6 touchdown passes in the first half, but all guys I talk to, it doesn't matter what sport it is, they talk about when they're done, what they miss the most are the relationships. If you have a good one with your position coach or your buddies in the locker room, the plane rides, that's real, isn't it? We'll start with you, Ken.
Definitely real. I mean, you miss that locker room so much. You know, you always want to be in it. Even I tell my guys now, even as a coach, all we are is ex-players that can't do it anymore. You know, so we're teaching those guys how to do it, you know, even better than we can. And so, You know, you miss that locker room. You miss the relationships. I mean, you get married, and I have 3 of the 6 guys, you know, that's in my wedding party are all my college guys, you know, and the other 3 were my high school teammates that I stayed in touch with. So, yeah, man, you miss those relationships in that locker room, and you miss trying to strap it up again with those guys, you know?
Mm-hmm. Travis, same with you, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, I agree. I think at the end of the day, everyone has a different story, and relationships are everything. And I still connect with guys that I played with at Wisconsin, us tight ends that played in New York. We always try to have a tight ends trip every year. But obviously guys get older, they get families, they're all married. I just got a girlfriend. So I'm slowly making my way there.
You're done. You're not. No, never.
But no, I think relationships are huge, and there's always going to be that teammate that did something that made you remember them. And at the end of the day, there's always going to be people that they're going to remember how you made them feel. So those relationships are huge.
You were saying, Kenny, you can't do it anymore, so you teach it. I always think of the relationships, though. I see coaches at times, you know, getting in sprints with players. I saw your guy Vrabel does this with the quarterbacks, with the Browns, apparently.
Only the 40 and older crew.
Yeah, gotcha. But all of that stuff does, it's a part of it. Jake Renfro mentioned that, you know, he goes in to see Coach Blazek, and there could be a sofa in the room. You just to shoot exactly. The breeze. That, as much as other things are changing, hopefully that never will, right?
Never will. It allows you to coach them. You know what I mean? It allows you to coach them harder because they know that you truly care about them. And it's not just what they can do for you athletically, you know. And you're trying to help them better as a man. So,
final question. You've had your first moment as a player. There are going to be some Badgers who are going to have their first moment on Friday night. What's the best piece of advice you could give them?
Take it all in. Take it all in and never take it for granted. Never take this game for granted. Never take anything that we do for granted. Just take advantage of every situation and make sure you take it all in, because you never know. You never know when that last snap is going to happen. So take it all in.
All right. Appreciate you coming out here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good luck to you. Just give it up for Kenny Guyton here. All right. We will take a break. We'll continue with Coach Fickell in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, ready or not, fall tailgates and cooler temps are just around the corner. Trust your knowledgeable AirQuest dealer to deliver comfort and exceptional efficiency with an advanced heating and cooling system from AirQuest. To find the AirQuest dealer near you, visit AirQuestComfort.com and ask about our local utility rebates, financing for qualified buyers, and tax credits of up to $2,600. Surround yourself with affordable, long-lasting comfort with AirQuest. That's AirQuestComfort.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Radio Show. Camp Randall live coming to you from the Evans Transportation Victory Hall, part of the South End Zone here at Camp Randall Stadium. By the way, shout out to Charlie Keatman, who I believe is in the house, the founder of Evans Transportation, very proud partner of UW Athletics. So great to have Charlie here. So that is awesome. We thank Kenny Guyton for joining us as well. As we continue with Coach Fickell, one thing we haven't really gotten to, there are a handful of rules, changes, procedural tweaks, I guess, and something that fans might not notice a lot, but it could be very important, is the use of electronic communication with a player on offense, one player on defense, and tablets. You got to experiment with that in the ball game, right?
We did. I mean, it's a game changer type of thing. Now everybody says that, but everybody gets it. So it's not like it's, well, we've got this advantage, but it is something that's completely different. The ability to be on the sideline and like every 5 seconds you get to play. So as a group comes over after, you know, defense on the field or offense on the field, you can go through the whole series. You can watch it all. Then you obviously can communicate with the quarterback or whoever you designate to have on the field one kind of helmet microphone like the NFL does. And all these things are great, but yet they're still for us trying to say, okay, what's the best way to use them? Because you can ask Travis about his time in the NFL and how did you use it, and then you can call and talk to guys in the NFL, how do you use it? And I think it really comes down to what's going to be best for you and the guys that you're working with, right? I mean, is it best to watch every play as you're on the sideline before you go back out for another series? Like, I don't know that that's what's best. So we're trying to figure out, you know, and what's going to be best for the linebackers, what's going to be best for the O-line, what's going to be best for the quarterbacks, as opposed to keep replaying every little mistake you made in your head. So great new types of things, but it is something to say, how are we going to use all this new technology for, you know, to make sure it's better for our kids.
Travis, you guys did have that in the NFL, right?
Yeah, we did. We did.
Still pictures, though, not the video.
Yeah, we didn't have that. We just pretty much, it was the still pictures, and then it pretty much be Eli and route running and reading the defense, but we didn't have anything as far as any blocking schemes.
You were just telling Eli you were open. You don't need open. An iPad.
See this picture? Look at me right here. I'm wide open. It's a pre-snap picture. I know, but I'm telling you, look at the guy 7 yards off of me.
With the technology, do you have you trying to strike that balance? How much is too much?
Right. I think that's, you know, the linebacker's got the microphone in his helmet and it shuts off at 15. But does he really need to hear his coach tell him every possible thing that could happen before 15 seconds goes? And the same thing for the quarterback. So we've challenged them, you know, to use it all during practice and do it in all the scrimmage and stuff like that to kind of build with that guy or that person, what's best for you? What allows you to still play fast, still be able to use the things that you use, as opposed to being inundated with so much knowledge? I mean, they're not a cyborg, right? I mean, you can't just that data analyst right there. So it is a little bit of an experiment. You know, you ask the NFL guys, sometimes you see a guy in the helmet, like telling the guy to shut up. And you're like, tell the coach, shut up at some point. That's all right. We don't need too much.
Yeah. That was Antonio Pierce. Every time you hear something come in, nope, I got it. I got it, coach. I'm running the defense. So
we're good.
To each their own.
Other tweaks to the rules, the horse collar tackle now applies within the tackle box when a defensive player gets like to the nameplate of the ball carrier.
Does.
It does apply.
So there's something inside the tackle box. Well, what I'm trying to get to is, so there's something inside the tackle box to have safety?
Believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, because it's a running back. But you can still wipe out. You can still wipe out the guys on the inside. You can still blindside hit the defensive line guys.
You're punching your wrist. You've got a lot of anger.
But in case the guy that's carrying the ball actually gets grabbed by the jersey, it's not legal anymore. Okay, I see.
How many times do you think Tauscher was involved in a chop block?
Oh, my goodness.
Every other play.
And then the other, you're going to hear.
The other play he was holding, so it was either a chop block or a hold.
Mark Tauscher has never held in his life. Oh, it's,
you can tell.
It's good comedy.
Guy.
It's good. Now, Mark Tauscher, every holding penalty that's called, you can hear, oh, no, he didn't. Oh, he tore his jersey. No. The other tweak that you're going to see, and if you watch the NFL, which I know you all do, they refer to it as the two-minute warning, which is kind of what it's going to be in college, but we're calling it the two-minute timeout. So there will be that, which means the 10-second runoff goes into effect right after that as opposed to the final minute. But I would imagine that tweak, that's really not – I mean, it's there. You're aware of it.
No, there's some unique things just with game management, you know, with having the timeouts. You've always kind of been in college football based on, you know, like 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the half or the end of the game and when you start to strategically use your timeouts. It changes a lot of those things just to say, okay, there's a guaranteed timeout at 2 minutes, so how do you use that going into the 2 minute timeout or 2 minute warning, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, this league, I've run into a lot of fans. It's now starting to hit them that there are 18 teams in the league. You're going to play a league game at USC. Oregon's going to come here later in the year. It's an exciting time. It's a different time. And I know for you, it's still about getting your team ready for the next game. But kind of exciting time here in the world of college football, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting. You try to, you know, okay, you're going to the West Coast, and you guys did it in college, and, you know, we do it. We've done it in college, and it's going to be maybe a little bit more West Coast. I think that's the least of your worries. Like, people are saying, how are you going to handle the travel? I'm like, they're 18 to 22 years old. They're nocturnal as it is. Like, I mean, I don't think the biggest issue is going to be how are they going to handle the time change. Like, there's a lot of other things to say, okay, it's going to be, you know, games out at USC. Or, I mean, the time change is little to nothing, I think. I don't know as it gets a little bit, you know, they talk about that with the NFL. I do think you're on more of a routine as older guys in the NFL. But that's the least of it. I just think that, you know, uniqueness of, obviously, it's a lot different league with a lot more competition. you know, that just happens to be from coast to coast.
And a lot of major opportunities, right?
Absolutely.
The way you look at it with your guys. We'll take a break. We'll talk about the first opportunity. We'll touch on Western Michigan here in our remaining minutes. We'll take one more break. Back with more from Coach Fickell right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, fall is right around the corner, and so is the return of Badger football. Experience the excitement of Friday Night Lights at Camp Randall Stadium on August 30th as the Badgers take on Western Michigan. Individual tickets start at just $35 with all-inclusive group packages still available. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to secure your seats for the Friday night home opener of Wisconsin football on August 30th. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors' Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections to make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth-generation Jones, and it's a family tradition to use only high-quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, and go Badgers!
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Our remaining moments with Luke Fickell, our first coaches show of the season. Badgers taking on Western Michigan on Friday night. Our coverage will start at 6, kickoff set at 8 o'clock. Before we get into the Broncos, we've been talking about the Camp Randall Club and the chance for folks to become members. VCConnectWI.com is where you can learn more and join. And we got a big crowd here tonight. I know, Luke, it's year two. You've been here for over a year now. I imagine you've got a feel of the support, and obviously in this room. And how much that matters. It always has, and it really does now, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, I think everybody's getting hopefully a little bit more comfortable. I know I am. And so those things go a long way. You know, I think our kids are the same way, and not that they didn't feel the support, but I think there's always a little bit of that growing of trying to figure out who everybody is and what the expectations are. And, you know, and so year two and three and four, I think those are things will continue to grow. And like anything, right, in order to grow something, there's got to be consistency. And so I think twofold, whether it's growing the support and things like that or growing the program, the ability to have consistency in all that we do is really, really key and critical.
And year two on the field starts against Western Michigan, a program with a second-year head coach but new coordinators. So when you guys way back when start to prep, are you looking at what the coordinators did at their previous stops first, and then you go back to the current personnel?
Yeah, you are. I mean, it's harder sometimes. New offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, and special teams. So pretty much everything is probably going to be somewhat different, but what influence does the head coach have too? So there's a lot of things that you're trying to figure out. You know, you're watching a lot of the, I think, La Tech from the defense, and, you know, I'm watching a bit more of the Indiana stuff because Walt Bell, the offensive coordinator, was there. But but like any first game of the year, there's a lot of unknowns. And so our ability to adapt and adjust and to obviously be able to still play fast with some things that you maybe haven't prepared for, right? And will be what the key is, and that's what we didn't do a great job of last year, and so we've kind of talked about that all through fall camp, not to harp on a negative, but just hey, it's about, you know, every game's going to be about the little bit of the adjustments, and sometimes in particular those first 20 plays or 15 play scripts.
Yeah, they do have weapons offensively. Hayden Wolf, big guy, built, looks similarly to Tyler Van Dyke, tall guy and well put together, and Jalen Buckley, their 1,000-yard rusher. It goes deeper than that, but that's a pretty good place to start.
They got a good core nucleus, right? I mean, from the quarterback, the center is probably their best offensive lineman, as well as both tailbacks. So, I mean, I think they're strong down the middle. They've got some experience down the middle, which, you know, is obviously, you know, a really good thing. That's where you want to start and build things from. And then, obviously, you go on the defense side of the ball, they're strong down the middle again. I think the defensive line is their strength of the defense. So it starts in the right places, and it'll be a great challenge.
Let me ask Kenny Guyton about advice he would give to guys the first time around. You guys had first games. What was it like for you both, Travis and Luke, stepping onto a major college environment for the first time as a player?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I think a lot of times when I talk to some of the younger guys or the current student athletes and ask them what they're thinking or what they hear, I didn't really hear anything. I kind of felt like I was in my own world. I kind of blacked out. People always ask, what did it feel like running out for the Super Bowl, the tunnel for the Super Bowl? And I don't remember. And I think that whenever I was in the play, I was in that moment, it was just straight silence. And obviously you have guys that can hear everything. So obviously you talk about butterflies, and obviously I think the jitters are there, but you have a goal. And I think one of the biggest things is that when you talk about the chemistry with quarterbacks, like when you look at my sophomore year, I mean, going into the fifth game of the season, I had about 5 catches, and it was against Michigan that I had 2 catches late in the game that really built that trust with John Stocko and I. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up being second in the country that year. So it's really figuring out what's best for you. And I kind of just figured out a way to black everything out.
About 30 seconds.
Yeah, we got probably 5 true freshmen that'll see some action. How much we'll see. But I think more than anything, it's almost like, don't make it bigger than it is. It's still the game that you loved and that you've played, and you're here for a reason, and you got an opportunity to still do those things. So I think more than anything, it's just building their confidence.
I appreciate it. Thanks as always, Luke. Good luck to you guys on Friday night. Thanks to all of you for being here. We thank you all for listening. We'll get it rolling at 6 o'clock on Friday with a pregame show kickoff set for 8:05, the Badgers and the Western Michigan Broncos. Our thanks to our engineer, Dave McCann. Aisha Jackson back at our studio. For Coach Fickell, for Travis Beckham, I'm Matt LePay. Good night. We'll talk to you Friday on the Badgers Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Biden and Harris are pro-World War III. It literally is the same kind of thing that I would see from the Alexander Lukashenkos, the Hugo Chavezes, the Vladimir Putins. And as I said earlier, the one thing that I can see strategically, if I'm Chris LaCivita, who, you know, I've run campaigns with in the past, when I used to do Republican politics, the one thing they're trying to do is they're trying to control Trump. And I would say they might have achieved the objective a little bit. But to Angela's point, you can't compare Harris sitting down with Dana Bash, who's a real reporter. I know Dana well, and I briefed people to go on with Dana, with him having what basically is trying to masquerade as something similar to that, when the entire thing was a rigged game. It was just an infomercial. Mm-hmm.
James Kelly of Civic Media News is at the La Crosse Center. And James, how were you able to read the crowd? I mean, I can imagine it's a friendly crowd. They were very receptive, but it's things look different on TV than they do in person. So what were you able to see?
I did see pretty much the same thing you might have seen on TV. It was a very supportive crowd. There were some people calling out hoax anytime climate change was brought up. There was obviously no pushback on any of the statements made from the crowd, maybe a groan or a boo here or there. Nothing like that. It was all in. Everybody was all in on every word.
James, I have a question for James, if I could ask. James, I know that Eric Hovde was not there, which says a lot, quite frankly, to me as political operative. Did you see Derek Van Orton, not Derek Van Odwin. I do that on Todd's show. But was Van Orton there? Like, were some of the state legislative candidates there? What other Republicans did you see? And were they allowed anywhere near the stage? Were they intentionally trying to avoid the stage?
There weren't any on the stage itself. I heard from some people that they believed Derek Van Orton was here, and I certainly saw a lot of Van Orton shirts and buttons and signs, so it's certainly possible. I did not see him personally, and he certainly wasn't an integral part of the town hall. If he was here, he was here as a spectator.
That's tricky. As someone who's run campaigns in Western Wisconsin, I find that fascinating.
100%. It's like Tammy Baldwin being in Green Bay when Joe Biden was in Milwaukee. Right. That is what it is. The fact that Derek Van Orton didn't get himself on stage says everything you need to know about how Derek Van Orton and his team see the race at the moment. And right. That isn't very good for Donald Trump. They see it as a liability.
Exactly. Let's go quickly to Dan Schaefer, our political editor here at Civic Media. Dan, your takeaways.
Yeah, it was like you've all said. It's just the rambling Donald Trump answer to something that is not a question being asked in reality, but a question that might just be bouncing around his head. And I think it just is so revealing to what Trump's priorities are in this campaign, what priorities his messages are, is that every question that is asked becomes an illegal immigration question. It becomes a question about fear mongering about immigration. And it's always so frustrating to hear that. And I think, you know, you asked before about the falsehoods that he may have been discussing on stage as well. He didn't quite dive in on the election denialism.
He walked right up to that line. Did he not?
Walked right up to it.
Quote,
dive right in.
And the quote was, quote, if you can't talk about a bad election, you can't have a democracy, unquote. It has been proven time and again in courts with Trump-appointed judges. The Wisconsin election in 2020, as well as the entire election in 2020, was free and fair. As Paul Ryan, former Republican Speaker of the House, said, Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election.
I was interested in particular about the claims, and we talked a little bit about that during the speech itself, but these claims about policies that his opponents want to put in place regarding abortion, and these claims that, that Democrats want abortion in the ninth month and that sort of thing. And this seemed to play well in the hall. Push back on that a little bit. What's the real position?
Angela?
Yeah, immediately I wrote fact check, big question mark, because I'm glad that you all jumped in and did indeed fact check that. I think Tulsi kind of opening with her story and struggles with IVF felt like it was trying to lay this framework of, hey, women, you don't need to be scared. He's not going to take away access and all these things. And they didn't get into abortion in a traditional sense, in the lies of like the 9-month thing. But I don't think it actually did anything to make people feel that he isn't going to support a nationwide abortion ban. But thanks. I also think Tulsi being able to be the one that quote unquote moderated this was also trying to send a message to women as well.
We're out of time, I'm afraid. Thanks so much for our panel, to producer Aaron Zonimers, my co-host Todd Alba. I'm Terry Bell of Civic Media News. Thank you for joining our special coverage.
AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.